ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय रुदन्तस्तोहि अभद्राणि विधुनोति सुहृत्सताम् नष्टप्रायेषु अभद्रेषु नित्यं भागवत सेवया भगवती उत्तम श्लोके
Purushaya,
on to the Supreme Person.
Dear Lord,
you have no enemies or friends. Therefore, you are equal to everyone. You cannot be contaminated by sinful activities. And your transcendental form is always beyond the material creation. You are the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Because you remain everywhere within all existence, you are consequently known as Vasudeva. We offer you our respectful obeisances. The Supreme Personality of Godhead is known as Vasudeva because he lives everywhere. The word Vas means to live. As stated in Brahma Samhita, Ekopyaso Vachaitam Jagadanda Kotim, the Lord, though through his plenary portion, enters into each and every universe to create the material manifestation. He also enters into each and every heart in all living entities, and into each and every atom also, Paramam Chayantarasam. Because the Supreme Lord lives everywhere, he is known as Vasudeva. Although he lives everywhere within the material world, he is not contaminated by the modes of nature. The Lord is therefore described in Ishopanishad as Apapavintan. He is never contaminated by the modes of material nature. When the Lord descends on this planet, he acts in many ways. He kills demons and performs acts not sanctioned by the Vedic principles, that is, acts considered sinful. Even though he acts in such a way, he is never contaminated by his action. He is therefore described herein as Shuddha, meaning always free from contamination. The Lord is also Sama, equal to everyone. In this regard, he states in Bhagavad Gita 9.29, Samoham Sarva Bhuteshu Name Resho Sthina Priya. The Lord has no one as his friend or enemy and is equal to everyone. The word Satvaya indicates the form of God is not material, it is Satchitananda Vigraha. Ishvara Parama Krishna Satchitananda Vigraha. His body is different from material bodies. One should not think that the Supreme Personality of Godhead has a material body like ours. Om Jnanatimirandasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurpam Militam Yena Tasmai Sri Gurave Namaha Vandeham Sri Guru Sri Yukta Parakamalam Sri Guru Vaishnavamscha Sri Rupam Sakrajatam Sardana Raghunathanvitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadutam Parijana Saitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Sri Radha Krishna Padam Sardana Lalita Sri Vishakhanvitamscha Mukham Karoti Pachalam Tangam Langai Devim Yatkripatam Aham Vande Paramananda Madhavam Pangam Langai Desailam Mukham Avartaye Sutim Yatkripatam Aham Vande Krishna Chaitanya Ishwaram. I offer my respectful obeisance to Sri Krishna Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, by whose mercy even a lame man can cross over a mountain and a dumb man recite Vedic literature. Sri Chaitanya Madam Padam Boja Madhupebhyo Namo Namaha Katanchit Asaya Desham Swapita Dhanda Bhavave. Let me repeatedly offer my respectful obeisances unto the bee-like devotees who always taste the honey of the lotus feet of Sri Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. If even a doggish non-devotee somehow takes shelter of devotees, he enjoys the aroma of the lotus flower. Hey Krishna Karana Sindhu Dina Kundo Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Kanta Namostute Tanta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vrishamavastute Devi Pranamami Hari Kriye Vancha Kalpakaro Vishya Kupa Sindhu Bhyaye Vicha Patita Pavane Bhyo Vaishnave Bhyo Namo Namaha Namo Vishnupadaya Krishna Prasthaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swami Namane Namaste Saraswati Devi Gauravani Vicharini Nirvishesha Sunyavadi Paschata Deshantarini Jai Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadha Srivasadi Gauravukta Vinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Namasamaya Siddhaya Purushaya Padaya Cha Vasudevaya Sattvaya Rubhyam Bhagavate Namaha. So dear Lord, you have no enemies or friends. Therefore, you are equal to everyone. So that's the one part of the verse glorification of the Lord. That Lord is equal to everyone. You cannot be contaminated by sinful activities, and your transcendental form is always beyond the material creation. So the first one was Samaya, equal to everyone. Then Sudhaya, that the Lord cannot be contaminated by sinful activities. Then you are the Supreme Personality of Godhead because you remain everywhere within all existence. You are consequently known as Vasudeva. We offer you our respectful obeisances. So, in the purport, Srila Prabhupada discusses the three aspects. One is the Samaya, the dear Lord, you have no enemies or friends, therefore you are equal to everyone. Then Sudhaya, you cannot be contaminated by sinful activities, and your transcendental form is always beyond material creation. And the third, Vasudevaya, you are the Supreme Person of Godhead because you remain everywhere within all existence, and therefore you are known as Vasudeva. So if you look at the meaning of Sama, it's called equanimity. But equanimity implies that the Lord is above duality. We think of good and bad, but in the Lord's perspective, He is above that. So therefore, it's above duality. And that's the Brahma-Bhuta platform. Brahma-Bhuta prasannātmana nasocati nakāṅkṣati samāsarveshu-bhūteshu madhubhaktim bhavate-pada. So on that platform, one rises above the duality. So anyone thus one realizes Supreme Brahma, he never laments and he is equally disposed to every living entity. So on that platform, everyone views, or a person views everyone as equal. Equally implies that regardless of their material circumstances. So therefore, Lord accompanies us whether we are in a worm body, or an elephant body, or a human body, or in any other form. And whatever Lord does is good. Therefore, because Lord is absolute. And Lord is a person, or is a personality. We can see that the Lord, if you look at the verse Bhagavad Gita 4.13, Chaturvarnya Maya Sastam Guna Karma Vibhaga Sada Tasya Kartaram Abhimam Vidhi Akartaram Abhiyam. That the Lord has created the four divisions of human society, but yet He is transcendental to the system of four divisions. He himself has no personal motivation for engaging the souls in their respective natures. Neither is he implicated by their actions. So here the point is that the Lord is impartiality, that although every variety of the desire in this world is facilitated by him, and he is seated within our heart as Paramatma, Krishna reminds us of our desires. So you can see the number 13.23, Upadrasa Anumantacha, and 15.15, Sarvasya Chadam Pudisanyavishto Matta Svatiryanam Abohanamcha. He is not personally influenced or affected by our desires. He is completely transcendental to our material modification. And the best example of this capacity of the Lord is seen in the 8th canto pastime of the churning of the ocean of milk. The Mandala mountain was used as a churning god, as you know, all the pastime, and Vasuki the serpent as a rope. The demigods are pulling Vasuki from its tail and the asuras from its head. The churning was conducted to give rice and nectar from the ocean of milk. The demigods were in the mode of goodness, the asuras were in the mode of passion, and Vasuki as a snake was in the mode of ignorance. And if you read carefully the verse 8.7.11, that in accordance with the Vasuki's underlying nature, Krishna entered it as a mode of ignorance to enable it to become oblivious to the friction between his body and the hard mountain. Otherwise, the snake would have fallen unconscious from the pain. Similarly, to enable the asuras, Krishna entered at the mode of passion, and the demigods in the mode of goodness. Because these were a reflection of their respective motivations for engaging in the churning of the milk of ocean. For example, the asuras were lusty for the increased valor and the duration of life available from drinking the nectar. So that's what their motivation. And so the Lord sustained their motivation, their enthusiasm and passion by increasing the mode of passion within their minds and hearts. In this pastime, the Lord supported the underlying nature of these personalities, and because the Lord is impartial or supports all living entities according to their desires. And hence, he is not implicated in any activity in this world. So we can see the impartiality with which the Lord functions. And 4.14, continuing the Chaturmanyam, Nama Karmani Limpanti, Name Karma Phale Spriha, Iti Ma Yo Bijanati, Karma Bir Nasa Hatyate. There is no work that affects me, nor do I aspire for the fruits of action. One who understands this truth about me also does not become entangled in the fruits of reaction of work. Srila Prabhupada gave the beautiful example to illustrate impartial nature of the Lord, like rain falling on the earth. The rain itself is impartial because it falls on sea, on the barren land, or on the fertile ground. In some places, based on the crop, there arise a lush vegetation for everyone's food. In other areas, maybe even a poisonous plant capable of harming other living entities could grow. In other areas, nothing arises at all, but the rain is equal to everyone. It is merely supporting the growth of the seed in the soil. Similarly, the Lord inspires each and every living entity according to the seeds of their desires. Therefore, the Lord is not accountable for the specific action of any individual. And in the same purport, Srila Prabhupada gives the Vedanta Sutra 2.1.34. It is confirmed, Vaishamya Nayagrinena Sapeksha tva, the Lord is never partial to any living entity. Now the equality means like a judge. Krishna is also like that. Krishna sees that everyone is part and parcel. Mamaiva so jiva loke jiva bhuta sanatanaha manasasthani indriyani prakritisthani karsati. The living entities in this conditioned world are my eternal fragmented parts. Due to conditioned life, they are struggling very hard with the six senses, which includes the mind. By appreciating that the Lord is impartial, we acquire two gifts: the ability to treat desirable, undesirable reactions with a level of introspective detachment, both using to foster our own internal growth, rather than being carried away by the external result of it. By understanding the Lord's motivation as transcendental to desire aversion, the practitioner can acquire a similar motivation in performing his own prescribed duties. So we can try to rise above our material modes. For a pure devotee also has a similar plan to bring the devotees directly to his lotus feet. Example, Parikshit Maharaj in 1st canto, Bharat Maharaj in 5th canto, Uttarasa in 6th canto are the examples of Lord's own devotees, his personal devotees. In all these cases, the reactions were given part of the Lord's plan so that his personal desire to bring them to faith in him. A devotee who understands this not only destroys his personal desire for enjoyment in this world, but also enables to see Krishna's mercy and personal presence in every situation of life. And this realization is much deeper. And Krishna is our Pita. Sarva yonishu kaunteya mutaya sambhavantiyaha tasam brahma mahat yone aham bija prarapita. As a father, he is sama, is equal. So there, here the word, key word is pita, is the father. He therefore is equal. Material world means false equality. And we think that there is a statement, all men are created equal. Is that true? Not really. Somebody is an intellectual, somebody is brilliant, somebody is crippled. So we are all not the same on a bodily platform, but we are equal on a spiritual platform. Equality becomes true only when consciousness is taken, not the external body. And Bhagavan sees with spiritual wisdom. Even exalted Vaishnavas see with spiritual wisdom. What to speak of the Lord? And therefore Krishna says in 5.18, Vidya Vinay Sampanne Brahmane Gavihastini Sanichaiva Swapakecha Pandita Samadarshinaha. He sees with equal vision. And in 5.19 also, Krishna uses the word samam. Ihaiva taya jita sadgo esham samye sitam mana nirdosham ki samam brahma tasma brahmani te sita. Those whose minds are established in sameness and equanimity have already conquered the conditions of birth and death. They are flawless like Brahma, and thus they are already situated in Brahma. Why do we say that Brahma is equal to all? Because he is devoid of attachment and revulsion, that is nirdosham, and absence of any desire or hatred. And 9.29, with Prabhupada quotes in this version, Samoham sarva bhuteshu name dvesho sti na priya e bhajanti tu maam matya mayi te teshu cha. I envy no one, nor am I partial to anyone. I am equal to all, but whoever renders service unto me in devotion is a friend, is in me, and I am also a friend to him. So the first two lines, Samoham Sarva Bhuteshu, I am equal to everyone, I envy no one, nor am I partial to anyone. So as a Paramatma, he is equal to everyone. But some evajantitu mam bhaktya maite keshucha apyaham. But someone who serves him in devotion, then Lord becomes partial. But as a Paramatma, he is equal to everyone. So therefore, that is the yatamam prapadyante. So the Lord reciprocates with the devotion or with the consciousness of a devotee. Otherwise, God treats everyone equally in this world. Then the second aspect which Prabhupada discusses on is the Shuddhaya, that is completely pure. We are contaminated, but materially, even material pure is still contaminated. Why? Even mode of goodness is contaminated. It's not above the mode. Therefore, Krishna tells Arjuna, rise above Nistraipunya. Traipunya Vishaya Veda, Nistraipunya Bhavachana, Nirvando Nitya Sattvasto, Niryoga Kshema Atmavan. The Vedas mainly deal with the subject of the three modes of material nature. Rise above these modes, O Arjuna. Be transcendent to all of them. Be free from all dualities and from all anxieties to gain and safety and be established in the self. So long as someone is working within the modes, he is contaminated. But Lord is beyond the modes, so therefore he is not contaminated. He is pure. He is Shuddhaya. And not only the Lord is pure, but thinking of Lord also one becomes free from material qualities. One becomes pure. So what about the Lord? He is pure and whatever he touches becomes pure. And this is, so Prabhupada gives the example where somebody passes urine stool, that area becomes contaminated. But when sun goes there, sun does not become contaminated. Rather, the place becomes antiseptic. It becomes pure. So if on the material plane itself, the purity can happen, the Lord is beyond the material matter or the most. So therefore is pure. Normally, killing is not considered to be pure. But when Krishna does, it is pure. When Krishna runs from a battlefield, typically it is considered to be not pure. Anyone running from the battlefield is not considered pure. But when Krishna runs from the battlefield, a temple is built for him as an artichoke. I don't know, anyone has seen the temple in Gujarat, the Ranachok temple. It is a beautiful temple. Anyone been to that part of Gujarat? Okay. And we find that the battle, the famous battle in between, where Krishna runs away, which is the battle? With Kalayaman. And that was in Mathura. And Krishna runs away from the battlefield. Goswami, he takes him to the point where he enters a cave, and then there Mukshunda was in deep sleep. He opens his eyes and the Kalayavan is burned to ashes. Normally someone is running into the field, a battlefield, even as recent as maybe 200 years back or 300 years back, if a husband comes back to the battlefield, without being victorious, the woman would say, or the lady would say, that it's better that you die in the battlefield than coming home. So that was the valor of a Kshatrani or somebody who is in that mode of passion. And here, the Supreme Lord seems to be running away from the battlefield. And that is considered not from a normal perspective as impure, but here we relish that pastime, and to relish that pastime, we have a beautiful temple constructed. It's a place called Dhakov. It's a small city and a municipality in Kerala district in the state of Gujarat. At least when I looked at the pictures, it was a very grand temple. When Krishna dances with others' wives, Vedically it's not pure. I dare not touch anyone. It's considered to be impure. But when Krishna dances, he's not contaminated. Or when Krishna steals, he does not become impure. He steals the clothes of other ladies, gopis, but he is not considered to be impure. Whereas if I try to enjoy that way, 13.2 to Bhagavad Gita says that we become entangled. So much so that the rest of the chapters in Bhagavad Gita is based on 13.22, 14, 15, 16, 17. That are the key verse which gets elaborated in those chapters. And Prabhupada quotes the Ishwarupanishad verse, Suddham. I think it's verse number 8. And there Prabhupada translates the Suddham as antiseptic. He is called Suddham because he purifies everything. He is Suddham without a touch of impurity. He is antiseptic in the sense that even an impure thing can become purified just by touching him. The most impure things can become pure, but yet he remains pure. Just to understand this concept, doctors, to purify before a surgical operation is done, they use spirit. So that we get purified, the area gets cleansed or purified. We also become purified when we come in touch with the Lord. So there in Bhagavatam 10.33.39, the verse translates, anyone who faithfully hears or describe the Lord's playful affairs with the young gopis of Vrindavana will attain the Lord's pure devotional service. Thus he quickly becomes sober and conquers lust, the disease of the heart. So that's the impurity a jiva is carrying in his heart, and that gets purified when we hear Krishna's pastimes. So he's pure, but he also makes us pure by hearing, by listening to his pastime in a bona fide sambhagra. It's not that we deserve from anyone that it gets cleansed. So we need to hear in the parampara so that we relish the pastime through the heart of that exalted Vaishnava, and that gets our heart cleansed, purified. That's the reason why Srila Prabhupada always says, never hear, even if it is Bhagavatam, from somebody who resides in like Saptaha, 7 days. Scholarly people, they come and they recite Bhagavatam. Listeners may get some benefit, but it's not the benefit which one gets when one hears from a bona fide exalted Vaishnava who is carrying Krishna in his heart. Apapa Vedam is translated by Srila Prabhupada in the same verse as prophylactic, or pure or uncontaminated. So Lord is called Apapa Vedam because sin cannot touch him. Even even if he acts in a way which appears to be sinful, such actions are all good because it's devoid of papa and punya. Prophylactic refers, Prabhupada's translated there in the purport, the power of the association. And for this, we all have our experience. Getting up from Mangalarti, chanting 16 rounds, doing deity worship, hearing Krishna Dada, taking prasadam. When a person performs these activities on a regular basis, then the impurities in the heart of the person becomes purified, gets cleansed. We find that many devotees coming from a different background, but when they come to Krishna consciousness, following these principles, they get purified. And they stick to the process. Krishna says the sin cannot touch even them. We have Prabhupada, when Krishna quotes in Bhagavad Gita 9.30 and 31, Abhichetas Duracharo Bhajate Maam Ananyapa Sadadeva Samantavya Samyak Vyavastito Hi Saha. Then Kshitram Bhavati Dharmatma Shashvak Shanti Nigam Gacchati Kaunteya Patijani Hi Name Bhakta Pranashati. So even if a person commits abominable action, but if he is engaged in my devotional service, he should be considered saintly because he is properly situated in determination. And he becomes quickly righteous and attains lasting peace. So even if a person has committed some abominable activity, he is considered to be pure because he is rightfully situated. So that is the potency of the Lord's name, form, pastimes. And we had, I'm not sure whether I can talk about that situation, but we had such an event in the Melbourne temple where person devotee had committed an activity which is considered to be not proper, but since he is properly situated, he is considered to be a devotee, is getting purified. That does not mean that on the strength of that verse that we commit abominable action. Incidentally, if it happens, then we get purified. But somebody follows a regulated principle, that person also gets purified. We have the, I was trying to read one book which was pertaining to Blinded by Science by Matthew Silverstone. They are the scientist couple in London. And their son was a 19 years old boy. He had chronic fatigue syndrome. He would not do any activity. He would just sit at a place. Because his parents were scientists, they took him to every doctor, every known situation, and nothing helped that boy. Then one sadhu with an Indian background, he goes to that place, he visits that place, he happens to be their friend. And he was told, the couple were in anxiety, and he could see that they were distressed. And then on inquiring, they said that they have a child who just does not do anything. Right from morning till evening, he's only sitting on the bed and does nothing. And they said that we have taken him to every doctor, every known source for correction, but nothing has helped him. And we do not know what to do. And he looks at them and
says that
he could do a simple activity.
He says, what is that?
Says, just let him wake up every day morning, Mangalarti, 4 a.m. And he need not do anything. You have a beautiful tree on your courtyard. Let him hug that tree for 1 hour and come back. Regret the principle. Let him hug that tree every day for 1 hour and he will come cured. The couple scientists, they said, look at this gentleman, we have taken our son to everyone, any known soul, because they were rich, they had enough money, that he was the only child. They brought anything possible to get him cured, but nothing helped. And here is a sadhu who says that your son has to do nothing, just hug a tree every day morning 4 a.m. And the sadhu goes away. And the couple, they just forgot about it because they never thought that that could be helpful to their child. And it was a townhouse life. And therefore, the couple was sleeping downstairs, the boy was sleeping upstairs. And then, after some days, they observed something different was happening, that they could hear some sort of a noise morning at 3:45, 3:50, around that time. And then they were wondering what's happening, because that's supposed to be quiet time. And when they observed carefully, they saw that the son, every day morning, was going out at 4 o'clock and hugging the tree for 1 hour and then coming back. And after a month or two, the boy became alright. A simple regulatory activity has cured the boy. After that, they wrote this book, Blinded by Science. That we think that the science has got the answers for all the questions, but actually that is not true. Yes, it is true to an extent, but not entirely true. And therefore, he said that following simple Vedic steps can relieve you of so many problems. So if ordinary steps can relieve you of so many problems, then take to the Lord's name, a Lord's holy name, chant his name, take his prasadam, he is pure, and therefore you also become pure, purified for a period of time. And this is the experience of all the devotees, no matter from whatever background they come from, all the backgrounds get unified on the platform of Krishna consciousness. And then we have that 14.4 where Krishna says that he is the Pita, he is equal to everyone. And since he is equal to everyone, he is above the most, his chastisement or his praise are considered to be equal. So therefore, disciples, when they are spiritual master chastising, they do not get, they do not take it in their wrong sense. I remember, I think I was in my grade 3, and I don't know what I had done because it's long back, but I received such a thrash in my father. I can't forget the thrash. He took a stick, we call it a seja, there is a shelf at the top, which is normally not reachable, it's over 6 feet. He climbed on the chair, he took a cane from there, and I think that cane for 4 or 5 minutes, he went on thrashing. My mother was crying there, I was crying. But father will talk trash. But that does not mean that I develop ill feeling towards my father, because he is a loving personality and he has done that for my good. Actually, if you are coming from Indian background, we consider it as parampara. My great-grandfather was thrashed by his father. My grandfather was thrashed by my great-grandfather. My father was thrashed by my grandfather. I was thrashed by my father. And I equally thrashed my son Abhishek. I still remember when he was a boy. One day I bet him so hard. So hard. So the management guru says that Krishna has given us this hand not only to serve yourself but to use properly. Up to 5 years you can love the child, but between 5 and 15, that management guru said, this is Maha Avakash. It's a great opportunity to use your hand to correct the child. But does not mean that the child develops ill feeling towards the parent. He understands that the parent is all loving and he is doing something for his own good. And I'm sure most of us have never seen the trash from our parents, barring yourself maybe because your background is different.
No, no, I understand.
Yeah, so therefore Krishna, whether he kills a demon or he places his hand on lovingly on Prahlada, it is considered to be Samana. Yet we find that 9.10, the material nature is my energy, is working under my direction, O Sanatanti, producing all moving and non-moving under its rule. This manifestation is created and annihilated again and again. Now what does it mean? That I am separate from matter, and therefore that sets the basis for devotional service. The third aspect is that Lord is Vasudeva. He is worshipable Lord. And we find in Bhagavatam 1.2.28-29 that the Lord is the best form. He should be worshipped to lead the material world. The famous verse, Vasudeva Paraveda, Vasudeva Paramataha, Vasudeva Parayoga, Vasudeva Parapriyaha, Vasudeva Paranyanam, Vasudeva Parantapaha, Vasudeva Paravdharmo, Vasudeva Paragatihi. So in the revealed scriptures, Prabhupada chanted, the ultimate object of knowledge is Sri Krishna, the personality of Godhead. The purpose of performing sacrifice is to place him. Yoga is for realizing him. All fruitful activities are ultimately rewarded by him only. He is supreme knowledge and all severe austerities are performed to know him. Religion dharma is rendering loving service to him. He is the supreme goal. That Sri Krishna, the person of Godhead, is the only object of worship, is confirmed in these two sokas. In the Vedic literature, there is the same objective, establishing one's relationship and ultimately reviving a lost loving service unto him. That is the sum and substance of the Vedas. So my discrimination is incorrect, but the Lord is Sama. We can also see, once again, I'm going to the back to the Sama, that there is a verse or the prayer to Lord Narasimha Dev. which says, Om Aam Krim Sharam Om Bhat Tattaka Hataka Kesha Prajwalat Paduka Lochana Badradika Naka Sparsha Divya Simha Namostate. O my Lord, O Transcendental Lion, I offer my obeisance unto you along with Mother Lakshmi. Sometimes flying in the sky, sometimes moving on foot, your mane hair blazed with a golden brilliance. Your glance and the touch of your knees are the source of all auspiciousness. So whether you glance at the person or your touch of your knees, it's the same. So therefore, we find that in the discussion, three aspects are seen. Samaha, that equal, Suddhaya, Lord is pure, and anyone coming in contact with the Lord as Suddha becomes pure. And Vasudevaya, that you are the absolute truth, you are the Supreme Personality of Godhead, because you remain everywhere within existence. And therefore, you are consequently known as Vasudeva. Any questions or any comment? Any question?
Talked about this fatigue syndrome, no? This boy. Maybe by hugging tree, so he's having really exchange.
Yeah.
So tree must have taken all the fatigue.
True. It's a loving exchange between him and the tree, two living entities. But what it's trying to say is that do not be carried away with what we are trying to learn in a college or a school or a university environment. Yes, it is helpful, it is useful to an extent. Do not have complete faith in them. There is something beyond that. And that something beyond that one cannot understand based on what we have learned in the college or university. You need to look at other areas, which is a Vedic science. And a Vedic science, especially received from a bona fide person, it opens the doors to go beyond what the science can offer. So I felt that that reading was really good, that particular book. How a simple regulatory step can cure a person. And something we find, the regulation is given to us that just follow the process. Get up early morning every day, 4 o'clock. Chant your rounds. Do your 16 rounds. Eat prasad. Hear prasad. Just by following the steps, you become purified. How it happens is you follow the process, you know it. It is not someone says, I don't have faith in him, it's not possible. It can't happen. Well, these are the arguments put forth by people who do not have the faith in the process or faith in the person who is suggesting. It's because I'm covered by my own modes. So the association is important, and that association gives us the required faith and to take up the process. Without the association, it won't happen. It can't happen.
Even if they don't have faith in this process, but it imparts many positive habits, like, okay, getting up early in the morning, so you get a fresh air, you walk around, then you are chanting, which is much more positive than any other.
Yeah, because this is, we are seeing in ISKCON, now we have, I think, almost 700 or 800 temples all over the world. People are coming from different backgrounds. If you look at the background of a person before coming to Krishna consciousness to coming after Krishna consciousness, there is a big difference. There's a huge gap. There's a, There's a total transformation in the consciousness of the person by just following the process. All of us can vouch for it.
Hey, not just following. I'm going through so much of positive force and positive energy. So we want to transform.
Yeah.
If we're not transforming, there is something wrong with it.
True. Today is also Lokanath Goswami's Tirumalavati disappearance. And who was Lokanath Goswami Maharaj? Anyone knows about Lokanath Goswami Maharaj? Lokanath Goswami Maharaj was a personal associate of Lord Gauranga. He was fully absorbed in pure love. Lokanath Goswami, I believe, was the eldest of the Goswamis living in Vrajabhumi. He was not glamoured by the name and fame, and therefore I believe he has asked Krishnadas Haridas to keep his name out of Chaitanya Charitamrita. Not many references available in Chaitanya Charitamrita. His mind and body were completely absorbed in Vrindavana Dham. The divine was Radha Vinoda, played in his heart. His ears existed, we say that only to hear Srimad Bhagavatam. So he would only hear Srimad Bhagavatam. And anyone who reads the Srimad Bhagavatam, said Lokanath Goswami, he is my friend. So if Lokanath Goswami considers a living person as his friend, he becomes purified. He transcends the material world. Look, we have that interesting pastime of Lokanath Goswami, who would never give diksha to anyone. But Narottam Das Goswami was interested in receiving diksha from Lokanath Goswami, Narottam Das Thakur. And Narottam Das Thakur, he was serving Lokanath Goswami quietly. Every night he would go to that place where Lokanath Goswami would pass urine and stool and then keep the whole area clean. And one day Lokanath Goswami Maharaj, he observes the whole area is very clean, and who is doing that? Because Narottam Das Thakur, he was going every day in the night, midnight, and he would do the area cleaning. So when he observed that Narottam Das Thakur was doing it, he was pleased with him and he offers him diksha. And he was the only disciple for Lokanath Goswami. There is a famous prayer written by Lokanath Goswami. I thought I have that prayer. Yeah. Aha Prabhu Lokanatha Rakha Pala Dvandve Kripa Drasthe Chaha Yadi Haya Anande Manovancha Siddhi Have Ham Purna Krishna Hetaya Chaitanya Mile Seta Radha Krishna Tumi Na Karile Daya Ke Kairve Ara Manera Vasana Purna Kara Ebara etini samsare mora arakeho nai kripahari nija padatale dehatai radha krishna lila guna gao ratadine narottama vanchapurna nahi tuvavini o lokanatha o gurudeva. If you are pleased with me, please give me in the shelter of your lotus feet and cast your merciful glance upon me. By your mercy, I can find the perfection of inner fulfillment. And by your mercy, I can someday meet Sri Chaitanya and Radha Krishna. If you are not merciful to me, then what shall I do? Please, just once, fulfill my heart's desire. In the three worlds of birth and death, no one is more in need of your mercy. Please give me your mercy and give me a place at your lotus feet. Day and night, I sing the qualities and pastimes of Radha and Krishna. Still, the inner aspirations of Narottama, the service of Sri Radha and Sri Radha Govinda and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu can only be realized through your grace. O Lokanatha Goswami, so these are the offerings of Narottam Das Thakur to his Gurudev Lokanatha Goswami Maharaj. Jai. Any comment, any question? Grandhara Srinathavatam ki jai. Srila Prabhupada ki jai.